Blog Talk Radio.
A Netflix binge brings down a burglar. A California woman says the thief broke into her home, making off with her TV and Blu-ray player. But a few days later, the victim noticed the Netflix account linked to the electronics was being used to watch movies. Police traced the IP address to 20-year-old Bobby Alexander and charged him with burglary.
What the fuck? Blu-ray?
I guess he couldn't find the disc man.
Wow. 90 feet. We are back and better than ever. The Fire Squad. It's your man, I popped off. Feeling extra light skin today. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. On one side, I have the dubious, the diabolical, Dr. Doom Diesel.
Infinite, intelligent, extravagant, and eloquent, representing from the gutter to the tenement, you know I'm always here to represent. The two hating-ass Muppets from the balcony. Their names were Statler and Waldorf. I know none of you knew this. That includes you listeners.
And on my other side, he's hated on many places, but he's Brooklyn's own. Just Jay.
Yes. What up, 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 man? How you doing?
How's that Wale album?
it's better than the Action Bronson album.
Ghostface what?
Wow.
That's all I can say about it. It's better than that Action Bronson. So, there's that.
Diet Ghost.
There's that.
Wow. So you listened to the Action Bronson album?
I did. So, you know, somebody was able to actually provide me with a link, you know, and I appreciate that, you know, because that's what friends do for each other. And I was able to listen to it, and I thought it was okay. And I actually liked the Wale album better.
Well.
Wow. What is Brooklyn coming to? Speaking of Brooklyn, Tidal. Tidal for all. The future of enjoying music and video, or one large publicized Illuminati meeting. Oh, Diesel.
As someone who will either buy your album or not give a fuck about it, doesn't really matter to me because I ain't streaming. I'm not paying to stream shit. If I buy a CD, I'll rip it, and then I can listen on my phone or in the car. I'm not paying somebody to fucking internet your music. I'll find your album, and I'll take it. As far as Tidal goes, though, trying to craft a luxury situation for streaming music, first of all, these kids that grew up on MP3, I don't even think they recognize the difference between lossless and MP3 anyway, so that is what it is. I don't know how many artists this thing is going to help. Most of the people there have careers of decades. They have catalogs they either control or have access to the people who control them. And, you know, they could sustain themselves with this. I think the only way it works is if these people remove the ability for other people to play their music. Like, if you can, I mean, like, Prince is always saying, you know, you can't find this stuff on YouTube, well, as you know. But what it does is that it takes away new people's abilities to enjoy your music. Like, if you didn't grow up with Prince, he's just the guy with his ass out. You know, he's the guy with the pants with no ass. Madonna is just some old lady who doesn't know when to stop trying to backflip on stage. You know, when was the last time you actually heard something new from Alicia Keys? Jay-Z been washed since American Gangster. So, you know, what he said, niggas want the new, the old shit by the old album. Well, most of us got the old albums, the ones that we cared about. So really, you're trying to leverage a history that we know for a new generation who may not even know you. I think that's a difficult play when there are viable alternatives that are running. When you look at Apple, they have an existing universe of customers from that already on beat, and then they're gonna change. We talked about this before. They're gonna change their headphone jacks so that Beats headphones only match the iPhone or Apple little interfaces. So they're going to have a static audience anyway that buy into what they're selling. It's capitalism, man. People are going to try to make a dollar out of 15 cents. But, you know, I think it's a little disingenuous to say, well, this is about the artist. Nah, not really, man. It's about established artists. I don't see how some new artist would do himself a service by restricting his play everywhere else and putting it solely in this engine. And I think that is the only way this engine works. You know, when you have somebody like Taylor Swift who's running the pop charts, if she says, yo, you can only buy my stuff here, you can only consume me here, that would move a lot of people. But, you know, that shit ain't going to help Troy Ave, you know? That ain't going to help Currency. That ain't going to help a lot of some of these other people, especially if they have deals enforced, you know? So I think it's much ado about nothing, but I think most of these announcements are much ado about nothing. You know, that's what PR is. It attempts to make the mundane spectacular. If the service itself was that fantastic, it wouldn't have sold for $50 million. It would have sold for $1 billion. You know, Beats went for $4 billion, man. So if Beats is $4 billion, right, and Spotify is bigger than Beats, and this thing is supposed to be better than both of them, according to these people, and some new kind of thing, how the hell is it only going for $50 million? So really, the only currency they have, the only capital they have, is their own catalog, and whether or not they can stop other people from presenting their music. Because Catch 22, if you stop your music other places, what's to stop me from just, you know, stealing your album? You know, $240 a year in this market? I don't know, but we'll see. We'll see if it works.
Yeah, I think,
just Jay.
Yeah, I'm all for this new service. Not saying that I'm going to get it, but I'm for its existence, because I really believe that, you know, the only way myself as a consumer gets a better product is by having competition amongst the producers for those products. So I think them being in this, for me as the end user, could be potentially beneficial. I'm not too concerned about, you know, what the artists are making or not getting, because I'm not an artist. And, you know, my focus is not on making sure that artists well fed. I'm not a patron in that sense. I will buy music that I feel passionate about. Whether that person makes a dollar off of it or whether they make $100 million off of it, if I'm passionate and I like the music, then I'm gonna, you know, spend my hard earned money on it. So I think as a end user, as a consumer, I'm glad that they are coming into this space, because it has the potential to make the space better for me. All this other stuff, about it being, you know, for artists, and I don't know how that's going to play out. I don't think anyone knows how that's going to play out. We have to actually wait and see, because they're already going into something that exists. So we know Spotify, we know Apple, we know Beats, and we look at anyone who comes into that space and say, oh, how can you ever hope to compete in this space? So that to me is counterintuitive. It shouldn't be, how could you ever hope to compete in this space? So don't do it. It should be, if you hope to compete in this space, this is what you need to do. So people are having an argument that to me doesn't make sense. I'm excited for it because I want to see how, again, they are able to change, if at all, how we consume music. Why not? And I do think it was an Illuminati meeting on Monday. That was an Illuminati spectacle. That was a power play, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so that's without saying. But I really do think that having more, you know, businesses in the music of streaming and delivering music can only make that business work better for me as a consumer. And how people who are consumers of music can't understand that or refuse to understand that, that is, to me, you know, absurd.
Coming from the man who washes his ice cubes before he puts them in a cup.
You don't want that fuzz on that, you know? You don't want that fuzz that you get from the ice.
Do you put ice in your beet juice?
Absolutely. You got to have chilled beet juice, fam. You can't have it lukewarm. You can't have it, you know, room temperature. You're not doing it right if you're having it room temperature.
Moving forward, Iran nuclear deal. Is Obama on a winning streak? Just Jay.
Yes, Obama is on a winning streak. Absolutely. I mean, the guy, you know, he's clearly said he doesn't give a fuck. Like in his mind. With Michelle over dinner, he clearly said, you know what? I really don't give a fuck anymore. I'm going to do shit that I want to do, how I want to do it. And if it gets done, great. I'm going to try, but I'm not going to BS around this facade of trying to be all things for everybody. And I think that's great. And since he's done that, he's actually done some shit that's beneficial. So for 30 years, 20 years, we've been trying to, you know, work out a passable, workable deal as far as Iran is trying to prevent them from obtaining nuclear weapons. It's been the goal of every presidency since 1979. There's a framework that could actually work right now. Who's to say that it will work? Can't tell you that. But there's something in place that could potentially work. That's to be, you know, lauded. I think you should applaud that effort. Obama, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I can't see that Obama facing off with Bibi Netanyahu from Israel in the way that he has over the past few
years. Yep.
I can't see this deal happening 3 years ago or 4 years ago, because Obama himself was in a different place. So I think him realizing that he really has nothing to lose and he really has no fucks to give, he's just throwing caution to the wind and saying, I'm going to do things absolutely my way. And it's been working over the last 12 months for his benefit. So, yeah, he's on a winning streak, man. Absolutely.
Old Diesel?
This is certainly a victory, man. You know, I'm an Energize position was clearly the roadblock on the Iranian side. He was antagonistic to Obama and to most of the Western powers. And believe it or not, Iran got tired of that because the sanctions would be, you know, at a certain level, people got to eat. And this guy was being such a dick that sanctions kept coming and he was mismanaging money. Now, you can't be incompetent on the money side and stop money from coming in at the same time. So once he was removed from the equation, I think that gave a big impetus towards getting something done. And, yeah, man, hell yeah, it's a victory, man, and I agree. You know, my father, I talked to my father a few years ago. We were talking about Obama, man. We, you know, disappointed. You know, father said, yo, and I said this maybe 100 shows ago. The world is tired of that old white man diplomacy, man. That might makes right shit, you know. And when you got a hammer and other people got a hammer, you don't talk to them the same way you talk to somebody without a hammer. And guess what? Iran got a hammer. Are you just going to act like they don't have one? No, you're going to sit them down at the table. You're going to discuss it like people, you know, like equals on that level. You know, Iran is not a threat to America. They ain't got no rockets or anything that can come close to America. Israel's the problem. So once you decide that you're not going to be punked by Netanyahu and that you're going to move forward and get something done, you know, Netanyahu tried to shame Obama into not getting a deal done. And Obama said, you know what? Fuck you and the horse you rode in on. You want to talk to these senator dudes? You go right ahead. But guess what? I'm in Iran right now. We're going to close this. And he closed it. That's spectacular, man. So I salute him for that.
Moving forward, is religious freedom under attack, or the laws that are passed just recently in Indiana just plain bigoted, mean-spirited, and specifically targeting? Oh, Diesel.
Well, I think this law was a very shrewd way to get around gay protesters. But like most things that are considered evil or vile, there is a shred of truth in it, and they use that line to extend it forth and extrapolate from it. So the principle of the deal is this. If I run a business, right, and I have a belief, now, we are, you know, America is supposed to be one nation under God, right? So clearly, while there is separation from church and state, there is the presence of a Judeo-Christian framework in this country. All the books that people read, or all the gods that most of these people believe in, are against that. So if you are a true believer, if this is something within your framework, then why should you be forced to have to cater to something that is antithetical to what you believe? Yes, in fact, you believe. And, you know, the market will speak to you. I think the law is fair because the market will dictate, you know, if you want to feel that pain, you know, as long as it's not the state discriminating and it is up to the discretion of the business owner, we can always say, well, fuck you. I don't need sprockets from you. I'll get it from Cogswell Cogs, but it's basically sprockets. You don't want my kind here? That's fine. So the market is going to tell you what to do with your law. You know? Oh, we can't ride, we can't get in the front of the bus? Okay. We're not going to take the bus. And that's also, I mean, it's the opportunity to show strength. If you feel you are an injured party, well, what better way to show strength than to remove your money from the marketplace? Because really, that's the only thing these people respect, is money and muscle. You're not going to out-muscle them. So you got to show them, you know what? You don't want my kind here? That's fine. But guess what? I promise you it will be very painful for you if my kind is not allowed here. So some of these people need to be taught a lesson. I hope, what I hope is that the law sticks, but that people adjust and they go, you know what? I'm not shopping here. I'm not shopping here. I'm not shopping here. Oh, you got the flag in your window? Okay, I support you, guy. Because that will tell these people that you're not to be fucked with, you're not to be played with. You know, black people in a fucked up situation, we got the state against us. Can't boycott the police. But this is a commercial thing. Hell yeah, you can tell somebody what to do with their business. You know? So right now it's a pissing contest. Is the law fair? Probably not. Is forcing someone to go against their religion in order to serve somebody who may or may not come into their store fair? Probably not. But in this situation where it's not a societal thing, it's a commercial thing, I think let the wallets talk.
Yeah, I think it was a bigoted attempt to discriminate against gays and lesbians, transgendered people. It was a bold-faced attempt to legalize discrimination in the way that particular law was written, and the one in Arkansas as well, that they both rewrote their laws, their statutes, to go in line to say that this does not permit private citizens from discriminating against anyone on the basis of their race, religion, sexuality, blah, 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 blah. All of that wasn't in the law originally. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a blatant attempt to discriminate
based on
someone's sexual orientation. The thing that's striking to me, you know, is that I can say that the Constitution does not allow you, as a private citizen, no matter what your beliefs are, to discriminate based on those beliefs. That's what a civil war was fought over. That's what people remembered in 1965, that we commemorated 50 years of the Voting Rights Act, and last year the Civil Rights Act. The Constitution does not allow you to put your beliefs in the public sphere and discriminate against other law-abiding citizens. You don't have that protection. Whether your religion forbids you to serve gays, or whether your religion forbids you to not serve anyone, any woman who walks into your establishment without wearing a headscarf, the Constitution does not protect you from saying, lady with your hair out, you can't eat here. I won't sell you this because you don't have a headscarf on. Gay man, gay woman, because my Jesus says allegedly that homosexuality is wrong, I won't sell you this. You're not protected. You're not able to do that. And that's why this law was put into effect, because they know that they're unable to do that under the Constitution. So they tried to give cover so people were free to discriminate. And if you were sued, you can point to this law and say, well, I was just following the law, so you can't sue me. So this was a blatant attempt to discriminate against gay and lesbian and transgender people. And it won't work. People have to understand that, you know, no matter what your feelings about homosexuality are, those are your feelings. And you cannot put your feelings into the public space of American society and say, I am going to restrict your rights as an American citizen because of my faith. That's not protected. And I think it's great that people can see this argument for what it really is, and that they had to backtrack and they had to go against the grain.
Go against the grain, the grain.
You know, and it's also a very slippery slope, because once you start banning the gays, who's next? The Jews? Who's after the Jews? The blacks? The interracials? The biracials?
We already banned.
This is what it is. So I'm glad, again, that it was proven to be the albatross around the necks of these politicians that they didn't think it was going to be, but it was proven to be. And they had to backtrack because it's unconstitutional. So, yeah, a bigoted attempt that failed.
Talking about an attempt that failed. Do you think, well, let's rewind. Remember when Jay-Z seemed bulletproof, undefeatable? Then Ether hit and the perception of Jay-Z was changed worldwide?
Yeah.
Is that what Chef Curry did to CP3, Mo' Diesel?
Not really. Because Chris Paul is going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. The post and one ESPN society. The next night he hit somebody for 41. So, you know, if you're playing defense, sooner or later you're going to get mixed. You know, when Iverson gave Jordan that three piece, did that change anybody's perception of Air Jordan? No. You know, as many times as Joe Mourning got dunked on or Patrick Ewing got dunked on, you think people still thought it was easy to go through the lane and do it? No. Plus, he stepped on his foot, man. That wasn't a clean mix. It's like one of them Blake Griffin dunks where he throws the ball in instead of dunks it. I mean, it was a crisp move, don't get me wrong, but it was a little tainted. But the memes are fucking spectacular.
Just Jay?
I don't think Chris Paul was ever viewed as invincible. So, I don't think he was ever viewed as bulletproof. But that shit that Steph Curry did to him Tuesday night was by far one of the most spectacular embarrassments that has ever taken place. Because not only did he get crossed, not only were ankles broken, but the way he fell and then Steph stepped back and hit the J, that is everything you want in a basketball embarrassment. Everything you want. You reach, you can't get it. Behind the back, cross, you're on the floor, you're looking crazy, and I still hit the shot. That was spectacular. And, yeah, but I just don't think Chris Paul was ever bulletproof, so it's not going to tarnish his reputation. You know, it's just Steph is out of his mind right now. But by the way, I still don't think he's the MVP of the league. No disrespect.
Thanks, Kevlov. So, O'Diesel.
Yo.
Your thoughts on the Final Four picks?
Well, I don't really watch college basketball anymore because it's inferior product. But I will say, Michigan, I think Tom Izzo is the best tournament coach of all time. A lot of these other guys coming in with five-star recruits, he went to Chibble Mateen Cleave starting that point, man. Who? Exactly. But I hope Kentucky runs the table, man. Again, screw the NCAA. I think that Calipari is taking advantage of the rules as they were presented. They're nice kids. They play team basketball. Any one of those guys could have went to another team and beasted out for a fantastic year and then got drafted. Half of them decided to come back, and the other half were five-star recruits. So I applaud them. I applaud that system, and I hope they take it all away.
Kev Love?
Yeah, I'm picking Kentucky versus Michigan State in the final. And I'm picking Kentucky to go 40-0. I want those guys to really. I want to see history, man. I don't have a horse in the race. So when I don't have a horse in the race, two things I want to see. I want to see history, or I want to see some injury. I want to see history in college basketball. I want an undefeated 40-0. Team to emerge after this season, and I want it to be a team of one and dones. I want it to be a team of African American ball players. I want it to be a team that defies what everybody says a college basketball team should be, full of seniors and experience and oh my god, la la la, all this crap. I want all of these McDonald All-Americans to get to 40-0 to give a big middle finger to the structure of the NCAA and a big middle finger to basketball, to college basketball, to the NBA that's trying to restrict them even further by saying either go to the draft or you got to stay in school 3 years. That's what they want next. No, this would be awesome because that means that it will continue. People would want one and done. They will not, they'll stop complaining about this shit as soon as they start winning more and more chips. Give them the chip. Give them the history books. This is what I want to see. Kentucky Wildcats, please, for the love of God, do not lose to the Wisconsin Badgers. Because
I know,
everything I just said will be thrown out the window.
Yep.
Speaking of having a horse in the race, Just Jay has chosen the album About Nothing as his new steed. Just Jay, your thoughts on the album About Nothing by Wale?
I actually like this album.
And you like go-go music too, right?
You know, I don't like go-go music.
That's not what I was told. But continue.
That is not true. You were trying to assassinate my character, but you know, I expect it from you. But still, it's not true. So, I like this album. I think it's a good album. I think it's okay. It's just better than Action Bronson's album. I'll say that. It has a couple of songs that I really dig. I think it's a little too long, but.
Pause.
I like the album. I think it's a good album. Yeah, it is. And I'm glad that he stayed away from MMG, from Rick Ross, from Meek Mill, stayed away from the sound, and just kept it, you know, to what he is. And he should continue that, you know, trend. Stop trying to be something that you're not. Go into your own space and make the music that you want to make. Stop trying to conform. And that's a good thing for this kid. So, yeah. Is it a great album? No. Is it a good album? Yeah. It's all right. Is it better than Action Bronson? Yeah, definitely.
The man has chosen the album About Nothing as his new steed, but still complains about it being too long. Mellis. Obizu, your thoughts?
I have zero thoughts on the Wale album.
Your thoughts on Action Bronson, Obizu?
Diet Ghostface.
your thoughts on the Raekwon album.
There's a Raekwon album?
Oh my god. And with that,
that shit with the eagle on the front? That pharaoh shit?
Yes.
It's a stink.
I'm not
it's coming. It's about to drop.
I don't give a shit about yeah, I mean, listen, if it's not Ray and Ghost, I don't wanna hear it, man. Raekwon has proven that he cannot carry an album by himself. So unless there's a slew of guest stars, I have zero interest. No money in the bank. Zero interest in a Raekwon album.
So I popped off. Did you listen to the Wale album?
And even though supposedly it's supposed to be good, a lot of people said it, I have zero interest in a Ludacris album. Zero. Yes. Zero interest.
Just like I'll pass on T.I.
It's too late for you to start trying to make real music instead of that totem bullshit. It's too late. Go back to the Fast and Furious. Or go act. He's a good actor. Go do that. I don't want to hear no more rap from Ludacris.
So you put Ludacris
in my top
in Ice Cube territory?
I listened to an Ice Cube album. His last album was actually good. That ended, now, what year was that? That was like the year the Republican National. No, that was like 2008. He had an indie album that was pretty good. It even went gold. But I haven't really heard anything from him since. So the last thing I heard from Ice Cube was good. Wow.
I haven't listened to an Ice Cube album since '95. That was the old album.
Tell Diesel, guess how many Ice Cube albums I have listened to.
Zero.
Exactly.
So, have you listened to the Wale album?
No.
Who,
if
me?
You, if you
no.
Heard,
zero interest, man.
Have you listened to the Drake
zero.
Album?
Oh, I've...
No.
Which one? Which one?
I popped off.
Oh.
The last Drake release. Did you listen to it?
If you're reading this, just Jay already ate your rice and beans when you were
yes.
looking the other way, that album?
Yes. Yes, that one.
No. I listened to a couple of the singles that I've heard on the radio. That's about it.
Have you listened to the
now
Big
those,
Sean album?
That album is good.
What album?
Big Sean.
I thought he was going to be Fabulous 2.0, where he's good, but he makes music nobody gives a rat's ass about. He dropped a good album. I got to salute him.
I would listen to that album.
You would listen to it?
Yeah, Big Sean, yeah. I dig Big Sean. I get it.
Okay. So who else would you listen to?
I would listen to a mixtape of mid-90s beats with O'Diesel spilling hate on general topics after five glasses of
that's right. You better
single malt whiskey. Single
that's
malt
right.
whiskey. And his belly stuffed with the finest of crab meats and Thanksgiving leftovers. I would pay for that.
All right. So, would you listen to a Kendrick Lamar album?
No. And I haven't listened to any Kendrick Lamar album.
Okay. Would you listen to a YG album?
No.
No.
Would you listen to a who else is on TV?
I wouldn't even listen to a Pusha T album.
Yeah, he missed his moment with me.
He missed his moment.
We talked all that shit.
All right. What
and that album was a watch.
What about Meek Mill?
Yes, I would.
What about Schoolboy Q?
Nah.
No.
All of his shit sounds the same to me.
Would you listen to a Ab Soul album?
He's better than
no.
He's
he looks dirty. Wrestling,
so. He does look homeless, yes.
Always looks disheveled.
Would you listen to? Would, Would you listen to a Migos album?
Hell
no.
Not even in the strip club.
Would you listen to a Young Thug album?
No.
I popped off?
No.
Would you listen to a new Lil Wayne album?
No.
OD?
That last mixtape was weak. His last album was weak. I'd have to, the lead two singles would have to be really strong for me to waste more time on Wayne.
Would you listen to a new De La Soul album?
What's that?
No.
OD?
Yeah, most definitely. All
right, would you listen to a new Jadakiss album?
No. No. Zero interest in the one verse king.
No.
That's like an album of the same verse 16 times.
Would you listen to a new Lox album?
No.
I'd listen to a Wu Lox album. That Wu Lox album was dope. I listened to that. But by themselves, no.
Wow. Would you listen to a Troy Ave album?
No. You know who Troy Ave is? Troy Ave is Bobby Shmurda if he's finished high school. I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't.
Nah, he's a better rhymer than that, fam. Come on.
That's like smelling better than shit, man.
Nah, it's not.
Of course
no,
he's gonna
not.
Be a better rhymer.
Dub Jay likes Troy Avenue, that's why.
I do.
He thinks that New York City mixtape is
why? Why? I actually listened to it. That single they got out right now, All About the Money. That shit is Bobby Shmurda, man.
Nah, I don't.
All About the All About the Money. Even the cadence is the same.
Yeah, but that came out a couple of months ago, along with the song, with the Shmurda song. So that.
Yeah,
that
if he that nice, why you sound like Bobby Shmurda, man?
He doesn't. Sound like
I don't get it. Yeah, it does, man. That single sounds just like Bobby Shmurda.
But that's not his single right now, though.
That's the one they playing. All about the money. Yeah,
right.
Man. Yeah, I have no love for Troy. If people love him, you know, support him, good, man. But I just haven't heard anything that differentiates him from any other street rapper.
Okay. Would you listen to a Black Milk album?
I have listened to them. He's gotten better as a rhymer. His last one was good. It depends on who the guest stars are. Because he can't really carry an album lyrically by himself.
I popped off.
I'd rather listen to Dilla.
Oh, my God.
I'd never listen to a J. Dilla album, man.
I would rather listen to Donuts.
Wow.
Not me,
than listen to Black Milk.
Would you listen to a Slaughterhouse album?
No. No. They had two chances. No. No, no, no. Not only did they blow it, but a crew of white dudes came out and did a Slaughterhouse album better than they could. Everlast and them came out and did Everlast, the kid from, I forgot who they were. Slain, Everlast, and another kid. They did a Be Real or something. They did an album better than Slaughterhouse. And, you know, no.
Wow.
I'm ready to hear new blood, man, because these people who have been out, They're mediocre, man.
Would you listen to a Nipsey Hussle album?
No. And see, the thing is, I have listened to these people's albums. I'll take Nipsey Hussle. I'd have to hear a monster single for me to consider his album.
I popped off. Nipsey Hussle.
No. And I'll never forget that
Sony, when he was on Sony, and I was still working at All Hip Hop, Sony wanted to bring him by the newly purchased All Hip Hop offices in Newark. And everybody on the staff said, no, he's whack.
Wow.
We don't want to meet him. Don't bother bringing him.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not the only one that feels that way, okay?
Okay. All right. Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
You still have your cape on for Troy Ave?
Absolutely.
Caping for Troy Ave. Wow.
But not for Dilla.
I will always associate Dilla with the destruction of Tribe Called Quest Sound.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry. I cannot forgive it. I cannot get over it. I don't care what else you've done. I cannot get over it. They had the perfect sound. And he ruined it.
Question for the both of you. Where do you rate Jay Dilla in the producer listing?
I don't. Now, I applaud his hard work and some of the stories of him with an MP3 machine on his bed while he's dying in a hospital. That's commendable, and his service to hip hop, I don't think that's something you can overlook. But his music, I'm not moved by it under any circumstances.
So he doesn't even make your list.
You know what? He had a solid song on Common's album. Was it Everyday People? It was on B. He had a couple joints on B. I think he had the two best songs on B, maybe. Goal was him, too, I think. But no. That Dilla saved my life. And you know what? I'm going to say this, right? Has there ever been more shameless hucksterism regarding the legacy of an artist than the way OK Player pimps J. Dilla's legacy? It's 12 times worse than what Diddy has done to Big.
Wow.
It is shameless hucksterism, and it should stop, dude.
Wow.
Jesus.
Okay.
Moving forward. We're at that 12-minute mark. I have to share a moment. Last week, I was the recipient of some gourmet ice cream. This ice cream is about $9 to $10 for a small personal bucket. That's probably the size of my fist. A pint. Flavors I tasted were lemon apricot, Bangkok peanut, and seven layer chocolate. Gentlemen, these flavors owned me. So, I throw the question at you, Old Diesel. What is the most you will pay for ice cream, knowing that you grew up on Breyers?
If I get caught at a restaurant and I'm out with my wife and I want ice cream or she wants ice cream, I'm just going to pay whatever it is because that's just what it is. But, like, knowingly going forward, like, nah, man. I mean, in the end, unless it's some really exquisite shit, $10 for a pint is about it. And it's got to be some shit from Italy, made by the Virgin Mother of somebody, you know, like, you know, because I'm all for other, you know, other flavors and stuff like that. So if it's something exquisite, like a winter blizzard, I'm in it. But as for if it's a flavor I recognize, $4, man. Unless they grind up the pussy lips of dead virgin and put that shit in the ice cream. No. $4.
Just Jay.
Before I answer that question, how was the apricot ice cream?
Fantastic.
Explain that to me first, please.
You ever eat something so amazing and flavorful and so on point, you're at the same time elated that something can taste so good, but then at the same time you're mad at yourself like, damn, I can never be skinny because this is so good.
Yeah, like, why are they against me trying to win? Why have they conspired against my...
Why are they putting that evil on me? Why are they putting that evil on me?
Wow. Like, I did nothing to deserve this.
All right. Wow. You have me intrigued, sir. But I once spent $6 on an ice cream cone from Godiva. That's the most that I've paid outside of a restaurant.
Shout out
you
to
were
my
with
mom,
the, you were with
food, who said, and I quote, at Cold Stone, why are they playing with my ice cream?
Oh, Diesel, thank you. Just Jay, when you bought the $6 ice cream cone, obviously you were with the significant other, right?
Yeah, clearly. You were coerced into that, yes?
You were coerced to buy a $6 cone at Godiva, right? Especially you at Godiva, please.
You didn't want to look like a sucker.
I was not coerced. I was the creator of the cone.
Was it at least a waffle cone? Was it like a regular cone or was it like a waffle cone?
It was a regular cone.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was a regular cone. $6. Godiva chocolate ice cream. Cone.
Was this like an airport or some place where you couldn't escape?
No, it was in the Godiva store. It was quite creamy. Very tasty.
Just Jay, the next time you listen to the Wale album, I want you to eat a $6 cone from Godiva. And at your inner monologue, says to yourself, it's creamy.
With some shea butter infused fuzzy socks.
So $6.
Indeed.
Interesting. And with that, we start the party chat. Old Diesel, set things off, please.
My parting shot is to Jay-Z for having the audacity to try and present his case as one of humanitarian artist release. The hubris involved with having people like Alicia Keys, Madonna, Kanye, and Prince, and Taylor Swift involved with the venture. And to say that it, the artist's freedom, I don't even know if he took up mechanics in high school for him to be able to fix his mouth to say that. So, shots at him. And shouts to Barack Obama, who released 22 nonviolent felons. It is my distinct hope that he does some real black shit on his exit and frees every nonviolent weed felon in states that have legalized weed. If he does that, I will salute him. I will possibly do the Cabbage Patch and the Running Man. And I don't even smoke weed.
Just Jay Falarin, your partner.
I just want to, you know, I want to shout out the man who sat next to me in an empty car on my commute home.
What the fuck, man?
Sat right next to me and then looked perplexed as I looked at him with
the look of death.
Serious hatred in my eyes. Looked at me as if something were wrong with me. I'd just like to, you know, shout him out and people like him. Scum.
Shout out to Marvin Gaye's family for fighting over the money.
And at least it was on a train, not at a urinal.
Yeah, because I don't play that shit, man. Every other urinal, man. Period.
And I want to shout out as my parting shot, Just Jay, a.k.a. Kev Love, a.k.a. Just Falarin, for being the Prime Minister of Hate. A well-deserved title. His boy is having a party tonight, and he's not going to go. I salute you. And that's my parting shot. Thank you. Anything else, fellas?
No, I think we're done here.
Lastly, thoughts on the breakfast menu at McDonald's?
Two words.
Rumored
midnight.
To be extended.
Two words. Midnight McGriddles. All is right with the world.
I think it's a plot, man. I think it's a plot. It's a nefarious plot. You can't have McDonald's breakfast open all day, 24 hours.
What did we say a few minutes ago? There's a conspiracy to prevent my inner sin dude from coming out.
It's just not right. It just isn't right, man. It just isn't right. 24 hours McDonald's breakfast. Shit. The hood would never get fit to me. Never.
Oh, Diesel, do you think a Waffle House would succeed in New York City?
No, because we already got Jimbo's. And plus,
no.
You know what?
Waffle House. Harlem has Jimbo's. We don't have Jimbo's.
Oh, man, that's fucked up. But you know what? The Waffle House reminds me of white poverty, man.
What?
West Virginia white poverty, man. The plates are always dirty. The people behind the counter are always missing teeth. It reeks of white poverty, man. Barefoot white poverty. Ugh. The only reason they survive is because they don't close.
Wow.
Just say your thoughts.
Yeah, I got none, man. I got none. I don't have any.
It's takes a lot for me to feel sorry for white people. And the Waffle House is one of those things that makes me feel bad about Okies and West Virginia coal miners.
Lord have mercy. Oh, Diesel.
Yo.
Do real men play racquetball?
No. 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 That's only, well, Puerto Ricans play handball, but that's as close as it gets.
Interesting. Oh, Diesel.
Yo.
Is there any occasion for a man to tuck in his shirt if he's not wearing a suit?
Unless you're at one of those jobs where they have those Gap casual Fridays where you got khakis on and you got your shirt tucked in your pants, you know, but you look like a chump. You're just unaware of it. If it's not a work situation, absolutely not under no circumstances. Untuck your, and also, if you don't have a tie on, unbutton the top fucking button. There's nothing lamer than that. Unless you're Father Crowley or you're about to put on your tie, there's no reason for a collared shirt to be buttoned to the top button, man. Seriously.
Next question. Oh, Diesel, did you in the 90s, mid-90s, so like 97, 98, did you shop at Structure?
I bought a couple shirts from Structure in 94. rugby shirt. I had two rugby shirts from Structure. Rugby shirts. That was it. There used to be a place in Darden State Mall called Britches. And they had, like, the greatest rugby shirts of all time. I used to buy them from there. I went in there once. It was a $120 shirt. And I started talking to the girl behind the counter, just talking all kinds of confusing shit. And I ended up walking out of there with the shirt for $50. Real dope shirt. But, yeah, Structure, really, if it's not a rugby shirt, it's probably a form-fitting shirt, and that's unacceptable in my, you know, in my circumference. So I'm going to go no. But I did have exactly two shirts in my history from Structure, yes. It was a plaid rugby shirt with a denim collar. Shit that's inexcusable now, but for some reason the 90s was some kind of vortex which allowed us to wear all kinds of crazy shit. But yeah. Two shirts.
Wow. I think I can get that. Yeah, when two things startled me there, that you actually shopped at Structure, and that you say that some fairy tale store has the best rugby ever. I know just Jay clutched his pearls.
That's because back in the 90s, Bronx people didn't really get out. So if something was in New Jersey, it probably, Brooklyn too, Brooklyn would go to Queens. But they wouldn't really get out. And let's face it, the Albee Square Mall is not really a mall. It's where criminals hang out to stick up old people and punk. And go to the movies and talk through the movie.
Interesting. Oh, Diesel, did you subscribe to the button-down shirt with jeans and sneakers code?
No.
When Jay-Z did it?
No. No.
Okay.
I wear suits. No.
Interesting. Lastly, were you dressed like the native tongues at any point?
Never.
Okay. All right.
But that is the end of the show. I found out what I needed to know. Just Jay, you have any questions for Old Diesel?
I don't got no questions, man. I don't got no questions. I'm still picking up my pearls.
You never drop the pearls, man. You just clutch them.
Exactly. You, because you think Wale's album is too long. And with that...
He thinks hanging out with Jerry Seinfeld makes him cool, but it really doesn't.
It really doesn't, because even though it's a well-written show, that was a racist-ass show. But
a racist-ass show.
Very, very, very racist.
And,
very
you're like
racist.
Directly, and you're, like, directly from Africa. You're hanging out with Seinfeld.
Exactly.
But he's
so
a
I...
There's that.
Yeah, New Black. So I, the Joe DiMaggio of Light Skin Brothers... bid you all a farewell.
That's a great title, by the way.
Enjoy
Thank
your
you. I'm sure,
dinner.
I'm sure just Jay will say you came up with it. I'm sure just Jay will walk up to KRS-One and tell him, you know what, those dreads are not working for you, sir.
But they haven't worked for a long time, though.
There you go. The sheer disrespect that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah. It's unwieldy.
I hope you're on an empty two train headed to Flatbush, and out of nowhere, Grandmaster Kaz sits next to you. Okay, sir. And complain from all the way from 125th Street to Flatbush that he wrote Rapper's Delight and the pain and the suffering he endured because he never got the credit. I hope that happens to you and you only, just say.
Man, I probably have to get off the train.
Oh,
another
flight.
I
have a tape of Grandmaster Kaz freestyling at a party live. And he wasn't that bad. Yeah,
year,
truly. Oh, this was like 2000. It was in the 2000s, believe it or not. It was doing all hip-hop time. Might have been 2007, 8 or 9. He still had it.
Interesting. I'll never forget that KRS-One snitched on Grandmaster Kaz and told me that Grandmaster Kaz was indeed a manager of women.
And
with that... Gotta get paid somehow, bro. Whenever people get rich off your rhymes and you're stuck in the Bronx, you gotta make a way somehow.
We will be back.
Shout out to Bronx. And let me ask Old Diesel the final question. Did you wear a Swatch watch?
No. It's a plastic watch. No. No. Only metal or alligator leather band. No plastic watches. No. Under any circumstance.
Okay.
Give a shit if that shit is made in Switzerland or not. No.
Okay. Next week we have the 21 questions for Just Jay. Let's see how many he really answers. And with that, I'm the Joe DiMaggio of Life and People. I bid you a farewell.
The stick provider, the guest rider, the rugged picture poser. Peace.
And Just Jay still has that Ziggy album.
Toss it up.
It's true.
He gets more boots than... But hidden under that is the Trends of Culture album, complete with the B-side remix with Lord Finesse of Off and On.
How did you know?
It gets greater when my DJ slaps the fader. You don't want none of this. I'm putting whack motherfuckers on punishment. I don't know how punishment rhymes with none of this, but okay.
Dad, I wish you all nothing but $6 Godiva ice cream cones.
Ice cream cones. Don't get it twisted.
Yes, and I just got a text from Just Jay saying that he wants to rename this show from The Firing Squad to The Show About Nothing. And with that, we say goodbye.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.